loaded into a $500 car. Someone who will take. Been sitting here for hours and there hasn't been a peep out of anyone. And then someone on the other side of the fence decides they've got to start honking their horn. So thanks a lot, guys on the other side of the fence. I really appreciate it. Hey, everybody. This is Dan Botto and welcome back to My 5 Minutes. It's been a few weeks. Have a few things going on. Kind of put the old podcast on the back burner, which kind of brought up an interesting thought. And that is, are there jobs you shouldn't take as a creative person? And the short answer to that is yes, there's always jobs you shouldn't take. Again, I'm going to start out and we're going to tell you a joke. And this is a joke you've probably heard me tell if you know me. It's a musician joke that was told to me by my son, Dylan. And it's about a drummer, and he gets a gig offer in his email, and it's like, show up at the Grand Canyon on, you know, June 30th, be prepared to play in a quartet, payment to be discussed. And as I mentioned before, a musician can be defined as someone who will load $5,000 worth of gear into a $500 car, drive 5,000 miles for a $50 gig. And that's what motivates this particular drummer. He loads his drum set into his car, drives out to the Grand Canyon at the agreed upon place, gets there on June 30th and sees there is nobody else there. So he figures he must be the first one there. And so he decides to start unloading his gear because he wants to be ready for the sound check, even though there isn't a sound man to be seen anywhere. He starts unloading his gear and wham, gets knocked in the head. Knocked out. Next thing you know, he wakes up and he's tied to his bass drum, which is floating down the river. And he's in a panic and he looks around and he sees someone else. And it's a guy, he's a bass player and he's tied to his bass. He's also floating down the river. And the drummer yells out, like, hey, man. Oh, wow. Thank God you're here. Hey, do you know if there's food on this gig? If you're not a musician, you won't understand the notion that food on a gig is as good as money. Thing, if you're on tour, let's say you're in a band that is touring, and it doesn't matter what genre you are, but you're traipsing around some portion of the United States or the world, and you set yourself up with a gig that maybe is a ticket split that's not real great for you because you're touring, but if the venue is offering to feed you, if they're offering to buy you dinner, maybe a beer, a couple drink tickets, something like that, and you're on tour, that's one more night you don't have to pay for your own food. There's other things to look at when you're considering gigs to take, and I'm not talking about any other kind of artists other than musicians. Say you're a writer or you are an illustrator, and someone maybe came to you and says, hey, would you do a weekly blog post for me for my venue's blog? But they're only willing to pay you like $20 and free admission. But the venue's website or their social media gets thousands and thousands of hits. So you can put your name on something that's going to get seen a lot. And yes, I know this is striding dangerously close to that subject of exposure, and we're going to get to that in a minute. Maybe you're an illustrator and someone comes to you and says, I need a t-shirt design and I don't have a large budget, but I can pay you $100 and I'll throw you a few free shirts. And maybe that's worth less than your normal regular rate for doing a t-shirt for somebody, but maybe you're not working right now. Maybe you've got some free time on your hands and maybe the project is worth supporting. Maybe it's for a nonprofit. Maybe it's for a band you like. Those are gigs that are worth taking that on the surface don't look like they're worth taking. So I did mention exposure. We'll see a lot of people offer you gigs that don't pay. And this is in all genres, all mediums, all whatever. Play this show, illustrate my comic, write my story, do my blog posts. I won't pay you, but you'll get exposure. And normally, like 9 out of 10 times, it's a lot of crap. It's a lot of horse shit. Because exposure, you can't eat it. But there are times to consider doing it. So we're going to stick with music because it's my most recent area of experience. Yeah, if somebody offers you a gig at a festival and they've given all the money to Snoop Dogg, the only thing you really have to show for it would be getting to play in front of a bunch of people. Well, if they're asking you to play at like 10 in the morning when the gates open and Snoop Dogg's hitting at 9 p.m., that gig's not so great. But if they give you a slot closer to the opener when there are more people there, then yeah, especially if you're playing on a gig with other really prominent people. If you get offered a gig and you're told it will be good exposure, the venue owner is saying, how many people can you bring to the show? Then turn that gig down, because that's nonsense. If a guy's asking you to play for free, he shouldn't be asking you how many people you're going to get coming to the show. Maybe you want to play just because it's a night of practice and you're going to get gas money and a couple of beers out of it, and that's fine. But you shouldn't be expected to expend all your goodwill and all your, friendship capital bringing people to a show where you're not going to make any money. And in another example that was a friend of mine just told me about, a venue that not only didn't promise to pay, but made them guarantee the venue a certain number of tickets sold. And because they didn't meet that guarantee, they were given an invoice, basically like a Venmo payment link. So these guys ended up paying for the privilege of playing, and that's not a good situation. So never put yourself in a spot where you're going to go out of pocket to play somewhere, because no exposure is really worth that. If someone's asking you to play a house show, you can't judge them by the same metric. Show up, eat their burgers, drink their beer, have a good time. Don't expect to get paid. And that's probably going to generate better exposure for you than playing in front of a bar in a town that you're not from, in front of patrons who probably won't stick around for the whole night. So, and we're not there for you in the first place. Things to consider when people offer you crappy gigs is, how much time will it take? How much time will it take away from the things I really want to be doing? Is there any upside in it for me? You don't owe the people offering you nothing anything. Now, I know there's a lot of people who are watching this who played at our venue, the Art Boutique, who said, hey, I played at your place and I walked away with $50, which wasn't even enough to give the band gas money. And I'm like, yeah, but we paid you a fair percentage of the tickets that were sold. I never asked anybody to pay me for the privilege of paying, although, that on a couple of occasions I've said, I won't do this show as a ticketed show, but if you want to rent the venue and then sell your own tickets, far out, go for it. I started this episode with the idea of wanting to talk about jobs that you might want to do even though on the surface they don't look so great, and jobs you should definitely not do even though they might look better. Those are all things you just need to kind of decide for yourself. These are the times when you need to self-examine and decide for yourself whether this is worth it or not. It's like, yeah, I took about a 3-week break here from doing podcasts, and this was probably a little bit of a bridge too far for me. I do want to continue doing this. I really like doing it. I like reaching out to people, and I like being able to see people react to the things that I have to say. But as I think I mentioned in another episode, is that what I really, really feel passionate about is wanting to tell other people's stories. All my stories sound a little the same, and I really get more excited. I really get more excited about talking to people and finding out what it is they do. The last episode that we did, I had joked about how I like to talk to my Uber driver or Lyft driver or whoever it might be that's driving me someplace. And I thought, well, maybe I can make a show out of that. And then the guy that does subway takes started a show that's basically that, where he takes a taxi cab driver. And it's called Keep the Meter Running, and it's a tremendous show, and it's exactly what I want to do, and it's exactly why I got kind of put off. It's like, oh crap, the day after I talked about wanting to do this, I discovered that somebody else is already doing it, and probably doing it better than me, because he's a professional director, and he's been doing these subway takes for a while, and I'm still figuring out how to make the sound work. So that's just my way of saying you're going to see me popping in and out of here. And I already have a couple of interviews lined up. I have an interview that I'm editing, kind of editing from last year. And I'm hoping to roll those out real soon. I thank you for sticking around and watching this and for your encouragement. Thank you for sticking with me. I really appreciate it. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in. If you like what you heard, pop on over to my Patreon page and drop a couple bucks there. I promise you the money is not going to waste. Speaking of not wasting your money, if you want to support what we're doing with SLG Publishing, head on over to Kickstarter if it's in the next 9 days and support Almo with a copy. It's $22 plus postage. Best $22 you're ever going to spend. Next week, I'll maybe be back. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll be back with something big. I have no idea. Thanks again for listening.